you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. And I mean it, you really can now, because the website's back online, finally, after what may be the most extended absence of the freetalklive.com website in its nearly 10-year history.
Yeah, it wasn't a good 2 or 3 days.
It was actually about 28 hours or so before.
Things were bumpy for a while before that, too.
Right, yeah, everything kind of came crashing in all at the same moment. It was one of those when it rains, it pours moments. Anybody that, I'm sure a lot of people have experienced this. It's kind of almost like a Murphy's Law of technology, that whenever you go on vacation is when everything breaks. Have you ever noticed this?
I know it happens for you.
It sure feels like it happens. I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, every time, but when it happens, it sure does feel like, what is going on here? Everything works fine. Every other week of the year, the one week you take off for vacation, it all comes crashing down. And what happened was our administrator, Michael Hampton from homelandstupidity.us, he decided he was going to go on a hike of the Appalachian Trail.
Again?
Yeah.
He's hiked the whole thing.
Has he done the whole thing before?
He did the whole thing before.
I guess he's going to be gone for a while then, because he just went up and disappeared. Sometimes he does that, and I had no idea that was happening, so I got left in the lurch, had to get in touch. Luckily, we have some other administrators that I can call upon, and thankfully, we're able to get the website back online. So it's there now, and you can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. And, of course, it's free. Since it's free, we don't owe you any refunds because you didn't pay for it. So head on over and you can get interactive lots of different ways. We'll tell you more about that as the show goes on. But the most important way is by actually creating the content on the site. So what you see there was put there by listeners like you. And actually, as of this point, it's a couple days old because no one's been able to get on the site for the last couple days. So feel free to jump in and submit your show prep to the site, and then other people will vote on it. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So head over there, get interactive, and all of the other sites that are sort of tangentially related are also back online, including lrn.fm, freekeen.com, and shiresociety.com. So there you have it. There's stuff in the news here that we haven't really talked about in any detail on Free Talk Live, and I think that it's interesting, this Secret Service scandal. Apparently there was some Secret Service agents, as I understand it, who, at least one, is it more than one agent, Mark?
I think there were six involved total.
Six agents.
Six of them let go.
These guys apparently were in a different country.
Colombia or something?
Where they, in this country, prostitution is not restricted like it is here in the United States.
If it's illegal, it's certainly not enforced.
And so I guess they took advantage of, what's Colombia here? They took advantage of that and hired themselves some prostitutes. I didn't hear any allegations that they did it with like a state credit card or anything like that. It was just their own money, right?
Apparently the prostitutes came in, quote unquote, contact with state secrets.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, if these prostitutes had been
spies.
North Korean spies or something like that, then I suppose that it could be a big deal. But what does contact mean? I mean, they were in the same hotel room with state secrets.
Good question.
And if the guy went to the bathroom or something like that, then they could rummage through his stuff as though this was some cheap spy thriller.
Or did one of the agents pull up secret files and show his new girlfriends how cool
imagine.
He was?
I can't imagine. That one sounds pretty iffy, doesn't it? I mean, it really just sounds like she was in the room with the microfilm.
So there's an update on this case, apparently, from the Telegraph over at in the UK. Secret Service prostitution scandal deepens as supervisors' roles in Obama visit revealed. They actually have some funny pictures here. One of them is of the Secret Service agent with two prostitutes kissing him, one on one side, one cheek, the other on the other cheek.
That can't be cheap.
And I guess he's apparently married as well. So
that isn't going to go well either. Not for much longer.
Right. Philip Sherwell writes at the Telegraph, alarming questions about the reliability and discretion of the elite bodyguard unit tasked with protecting the lives of Americans.
So what is it? Discretion and what?
And about the reliability
and discretion. Reliability
and
discretion.
Apparently, if you have sex with a prostitute, you're no longer reliable.
I don't understand that. Okay. But okay, so because he cheated on his wife, he's not reliable? It seems
like
it's really pushing it to me.
Yeah. So they... were being asked, these questions were being asked as it appeared increasingly clear that the carousing and womanizing was not a one-off. Americans were shocked to learn that the two of the so-called dirty dozen of agents...
The ladies that were talking on CNN about this were shocked. I mean, I'm telling you, they were shocked and appalled by this story. And it just kept on playing and playing. I'm looking, where? Shock me. Appall me. Prostitutes? I mean, if these guys were in Nevada... Would this be a problem?
That is a good question. I would say it would be a problem because there is this attitude in this country. That's why these people are either shocked or feigning being shocked, because there's this attitude of Puritanism that comes from a long time ago where people were very, very repressed sexually and still are.
If they were just smooth talkers at a bar in Colombia, would it be a problem? I mean, and they were single?
No, it wouldn't be a problem. Something is people have this issue with the idea of paying for sex. Like, if you can go smooth talk a woman, buy her some drinks in a bar, that's okay.
It's okay to have sex, but it's not okay to have sex to work for money, right?
Right. Okay. That's according to, at least, I don't agree with that. I think it's fine. If you want to go and charge for your services and you can get people to pay for them, by all means. I think that's fantastic. But a lot of people seem to have a real objection with the idea. Now, of course, we also know that some people have an objection to the idea of having sex outside of marriage, too. So there's all manner of different...
That one's been pretty much torn down. Now, I don't think that it's not cool, in my opinion, that if he doesn't have some arrangement with his wife that he goes about having sex with prostitutes. But, that's between him and his wife, in my opinion. It doesn't really have anything to do with his reliability to the United States government.
Yeah, and you know me.
I consider to be a highly unreliable organization.
I'm the first person to jump down government agents' throats for behaving badly. But if they're not doing this with the state credit card on the clock, then I don't see what the big deal is. I really don't.
Maybe they consider Secret Service agents to always be on the clock.
That's nonsense.
Yeah, sure. I mean, they're sleeping on the clock.
Does that mean he also can't play video games on the clock, too?
Nah.
Are there no leisure activities that are acceptable while you're on the clock, if you're on the clock 24/7? Nonsense. So it has emerged now that one of these men, David Cheney, who is married, posted photographs on his public Facebook page of him partying with the scantily clad women and guarding Sarah Palin. He joked that he was really checking out the former vice presidential candidate in a comment beneath the picture. The revelation increases the fear that far from being a one-off event, such behavior may have continued apparently unchecked for many years. Well, no kidding. Usually when it comes to the cops being caught doing something, they like to play it off as, it's a few bad apples. No, this never happens around these parts. It's great. We're a good department, and these are just a couple bad apples. No, sir, we are just fine without them. As though they would never have done anything like this. It's like, this was a one-off. Trust us.
So behavior is a pattern, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. This is not the first time these guys did this. It's not the first time some cop beat somebody. It's not the first time a cop sold drugs.
I don't see how that's the same stuff.
It's all considered untoward behavior by the police, things that they aren't supposed to do with their power and their positions. They're not supposed to. I mean, cops aren't supposed to use their badge and their uniform to pick up women alongside of the road and have sex with them. You know, they're not supposed to do those sorts of things. They're not supposed to steal drugs from drug dealers and sell them on the black market, but they do these things. And the first time...
Well, all of them,
certainly. Some of them do. And the first time one of them gets caught...
It gets done.
The cops, the higher-ups, they act like, well, my goodness, we never saw this coming. Nothing like this ever happens in this department. And it's nonsense.
As if it didn't happen in that department when they were coming up. Is that what you're saying?
As if it didn't happen in that department 2 years before with the same officer, and that they weren't aware of it, or they didn't cover up for him, or something like that. I mean, yes, these things do happen, and especially men who are lonely on a trip down to some other country.
Where it's legal, where prostitution's legal.
Right, where they can legally do these things, they are going to do these things.
The posting of these pictures on his Facebook page is what makes me very interested.
Maybe his wife's okay with it. Maybe his wife knows that, maybe they have like an open relationship or swingers or something like that.
Could be.
And, obviously, if he's going to post it on his Facebook page, I would think his wife is likely going to be aware that he has a Facebook page. I don't know. You would think. 855-453.
Good thing to keep an eye on.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. So what's wrong with the Secret Service agents having sex with prostitutes? 855-453.
Quicken Loans. We close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR, 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. Live Saturday edition of the program here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. They go all the way back to late 2006, and they are all free at freetalklive.com. So head over there, enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com.
You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You could do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over there at libertystickers.com. You should just go and just start reading some of them. It keep you occupied for quite some time. Libertystickers.com. You can get the stickers in bulk and sell them at your retail store. They'll actually make custom stickers for your business, band, or church, or whatever it is that you need them for. LibertyStickers.com. Check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com.
All right. Would love to have your thoughts on this Secret Service scandal, as some of their agents have been outed for using the services of prostitutes. One of the guys who took a picture of himself between two prostitutes or kissing his cheeks and posted it to his Facebook page also posted a photo of him guarding Sarah Palin, where he joked that he was really checking out the former vice presidential candidate in a comment below the picture. As is pointed out here in the piece over The Telegraph in the UK, the revelation increases the fear that far from being a one-off event, such behavior may have continued apparently unchecked for many years.
Which behavior are we talking about?
The idea of these men having sexual thoughts and acting upon them.
Is that what the problem is?
That is absolutely the problem.
Police officers and law enforcement officers might have sexual needs and desires.
That is it. They're supposed to, I guess, pretend like they don't have them.
Every time we hear some story about a police officer, not every time, I shouldn't say this, a law enforcement officer being fired, it generally has something to do with something that's sexually oriented.
Yeah, exactly. They can kill, they can maim, they can hurt, they can destroy, but if they have sex or appear in their front lawn mowing their lawn in their underwear, as we saw in
that's
one recent
sexual,
story.
Sexualized thing is as far as the...
Anything that has to do with nudity or sexuality or anything like that is just completely verboten. Let's go to you and your thoughts. Justin is listening in Charleston. The phone number here, by the way, 855-453, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Justin. Justin? Going once? Justin going twice? I don't know if Justin is there. There he is. Go ahead, sir. We have you.
Hey, man. Sorry about that.
No, it's probably not your fault.
Go ahead. First-time caller.
Welcome.
Man, I just wanted to say I'm so glad you guys are thinking this way because, I mean, infidelity is no stranger to the White House, you know? I mean, and I just hate that everybody was so shocked. I mean, I'm not a fan of this agency at all, but it's no stranger. And just the fact that everybody is so shocked, it's just like, get over it.
Yep, they were saying that the Secret Service was providing people, women, to JFK is the story. And
exactly. I'm saying Clinton, all the stuff that happened with that, and it's just, I just think it's silly that people are just, you know, we need to be focusing on other issues. And
I mean, are their lives so boring and so bland where they're just so concerned with who's having sex with who as far as within some bureaucracy? I mean, do we care?
Yeah.
Do we care who in the military has sex with people?
It's a planet of 6 billion hairless monkeys. I mean, of course they're having sex.
I know. That's what people do. And guys mess up, man. I mean, that's just, it happens. And I don't know. I just think we need to be... You know, they need to be talking about other issues that are a lot more important because this stuff, it happens. But, yeah, thanks, guys, for taking my call. I really appreciate
Our pleasure, Justin.
Hey,
thanks for listening and thanks for making...
Do you guys like the Black Keys?
What's that?
It's a band.
They're a band?
I've heard a couple of songs by them, and I thought that it was just fine.
I have not ever heard of them, but that's because I don't really pay attention to the music scene. So
arts and entertainment questions, the culture and entertainment questions on Trivial Pursuit confuse us.
Yeah.
Thanks, Justin.
Can I do a little plug for my band real quick?
Okay, go ahead, quick.
Okay, if you guys are fans of the Black Keys or Kings of Leon, go to our Twitter and check out Blue Ring Music, and also on Facebook, Blue Ring Music.
So, all right, next time you got to buy an ad. Thanks for the call, Justin. 855-453, SACL, CAI, toll-free line. We're going with your calls here, but one more quote. From this article, U.S. diplomats are concerned about the impact on the country's image abroad. Really? Oh, so bombing other people, that doesn't impact the country's image abroad. Killing, burning people's houses down, raping, teenage girls, you name it. All these horrible things, killing grandmothers, killing children.
The execution of, what was it, 18 people?
Right, putting innocent people in Guantanamo Bay, torturing people. This is not to be concerned with. This does not affect our image abroad. But somebody having sex with a prostitute? Hold the presses! We've got to put a stop to this! We need to crack down! We've got to have checks and balances! We can't be having this!
Yeah, generally, when these stories that you're referring to, the Abu Ghraib and the village and stuff like that, people got punishment.
Only after they came out. These were officially...
Well, that's in this case, they're getting punishment after the stories have come out. I agree with you.
But I didn't mention Abu Ghraib. I was just talking about some of the things they do regularly.
You're talking...
War has to... These are things that have to do with war. When you go to war, people get killed. People get... They get molested. They get raped. They get tortured. These things come with the territory of war. Okay. And everybody's okay with that.
Well,
I don't mean everybody, but plenty of
people
are.
More, I think that here in the United States, they want a more sterile war. And there have been, you know, there's historical instances of armies being run in, you know, more and less sort of regimented fashion. And, the United States regular citizens do not brook that kind of behavior from their soldiers. And if they're caught, they're expected to serve time or whatever, be executed, depending on what the situation is.
Yeah, but many of these people don't end up serving time. In the case of the guys that were like the death squad guys,
kill team?
Yeah, I mean they all rolled over on the one dude, and then what happened to him? It wasn't that much, right? If I'm recalling correctly.
I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, no, I mean most of them didn't get any punishment for what they did. 855-450-FREE. But boy, you go have sex with a prostitute, and your career's over.
I think that the meddling in other countries' business, especially in the area of threatening with weapons of war and then, you know, using those weapons of war, I think that that probably creates a much worse image for the
United
States.
Absolutely.
Than a few Secret Service agents partying down when they're in Colombia.
Let's go to Robert, listening in Huntsville, to WBHP. Hello, Robert.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, just want to jump in quick comment. You know, I think it's a little different simply because, you know, obviously we all, and I agree with you, the universal attraction of sex is going to be on everybody's mind, and come on, you know, you can go overboard with trying to police that. But I think in certain circumstances, certainly you got to be careful with certain high-end individuals with inside information or that type of thing, you know, being easy to be on the take, if you know what I'm saying. So if they're, you know, if they're getting into squabbles with prostitutes and all of that, I mean, so how inebriated, you know, can they be to get in a certain situation where these prostitutes may be planted and giving out information, that type of thing. So I think it has to be somewhat of a happy medium in regards to that.
I get the point you're making. I don't know how much classified information that the Secret Service is in, but, you know, I wonder how many checks and balances the United States spies, the CIA, the NSA, these people that have, you know, human assets on the ground, that there's no overview, because this is basically a press issue. These guys got caught by the press, not by their bosses or anything.
I'll bring
like
you back here in a moment, Robert, if you'd like to continue your comments. 855-453, if you would like to jump in here and add your thoughts to the mix. 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your calls about what you want, though at the moment the topic on the table is the Secret Service and some of their predilections for prostitutes, and what that has resulted in, the controversy that has come up around it. 855-450-FREE is the number. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can, of course, join us over at freetalklive.com, where, thankfully, our site is back online after an extended outage due to a hardware failure. But we're back, and everything looks like it's working. So you can go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch the show and also interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, as the chat room is built into the same page as the webcam. So go to cam.freetalklive.com.
One of the great things that's come out of the Ron Paul revolution is a bunch of liberty-oriented music. Prior to 2008, people were always asking us on Free Talk Live, yeah, where do we find liberty-oriented music? And the only answer we really had was like, I hear the guy from Rush is libertarian or something. And, you know, now when you go to CDBaby.com, where Raja Mojo is climbing up the charts, you can get liberty-oriented music right at CDBaby.com. It costs 79 cents a download. It's easy to do. So for $3.16, you can get every song that Raja Mojo puts out. And you can help other folks find the message of liberty through music by keeping them at the top of the charts. You know, people have been buying Raja Mojo's stuff, and they're number one in retro rock. Actually, number two. They got two songs in there also. 70s rock, intelligent dance music. They're doing good in folk rock and hard rock and in political, including another liberty-oriented artist. They're five out of the ten top 10 slots are
in the political category.
In the political category are liberty oriented music. This is how people find the message of liberty, through these sort of social mediums. Go to CDBaby.com and listen to the songs Raja Mojo has at YouTube. Go to CDBaby.com and buy them. It's Raja Mojo at CDBaby.com.
So we're talking about the Secret Service. There's been quite a bit of controversy around, I guess, certain agents in the Columbia, I guess on some sort of Columbia duty, going and carousing with prostitutes.
Doing their duty.
And they're presumably they're not on the clock at the time. Even if they were on the clock, yeah, that would make sense. It would be inappropriate for them to do that because, you know, you have responsibilities when you're on the clock and you should be attending to those. But if you're not on the clock, then whose business is it what you spend your time doing? Nobody's business. And, you know, if they want to go out and have sex with a prostitute, that's their risk. They're the ones who are going to be suffering the consequences if they end up contracting some sort of sexually transmitted disease. And in theory, that shouldn't really affect their ability to do their job. So I don't get it. Maybe you do. What's the problem here? 855-450-FREE. Robert in Huntsville was telling us, and he's still here with us, by the way. Robert, welcome back to the show. You were saying that you were concerned that maybe the prostitutes could be a plant, that they may have had some sort of access to secret data. And I have to ask to that point, if I were wanting to plant some woman in with a horny Secret Service agent to try to get some data out of him, why would I masquerade as a prostitute? Why not just go up to him in a bar and, you know, offer to have sex with him? I mean, wouldn't that be an easier way to get him into your hotel room?
Well, you know, I don't know that game very well, but
well, if you're a woman, it's not much of a game. If you're an attractive woman, it's not really a game. You can just pretty much do it.
This is the thing. I don't know the different avenues that people could use. I do know this. As a headhunter, which is, you know, what I do for a living.
I'm going to assume that you recruit people for jobs and you don't actually chop their heads off, right?
Right, exactly. Not yet. So in my line of work, a lot of folks, especially here in Alabama, in Huntsville, Alabama, they, you know, we deal with a lot of secret, top secret clearances and what have you. And one of them, one of the biggies, and it was kind of surprising to me when I first got working at this, but, you know, what's their credit like? So what's their credit? I'm like thinking, gosh, man, I mean, why is that such a big deal? And that is one of the biggest deals because, again, if they sniff out that someone's desperate money-wise, they're on the take, then they're more apt to give up secrets that they normally wouldn't. Just food for thought.
I got it. I mean, absolutely. But it would seem like, you know, whatever a foreign Natasha could get from our Secret Service agents, which hopefully isn't that much.
They just go places and follow orders for the most part.
Whatever she could get, it would seem like, it wouldn't take too much for them just to have an engaging conversation with the guy in the bar, slip his hotel key out of his pocket or whatever, and then one of them goes off to his hotel room while the other two keep him engaged in conversation.
So I guess if the fear is that they're going to get worked by some kind of a double agent or secret agent or whatever, then should they be at all able to engage in any sort of sexual activity, whether it's paid or not? Should they be completely chased?
What about alcohol? I mean, that's the biggest problem here.
Right. That's right. I think you got to look at the circumstances as a whole, and everybody's got to keep a level head. And like you said, when the press gets involved, I mean, there is no normalcy to any of this.
Just, their heads have to be chopped off.
Watch the movie Hostel. You can see all kinds of strange stuff. You guys saw that movie?
I have not. I heard it's grotesque, though.
Oh, my goodness. You can easily see, I mean, just talking about the sex part of it where you can be led astray fairly easily if put in the right circumstance.
No doubt.
I hear that they have these services that PIs have moved to these services of essentially women who want to divorce their husbands, sending in attractive ladies to hit on their husbands and seeing how they react, and then they've got the video, and then that's it. I mean,
boom, case closed.
That's a tough situation to be put in.
Thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate hearing from you and your thoughts.
40-year-old fat guy gets some 21-year-old old girl coming and hitting on him. What do you think's going to happen?
1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. John, listening in Indy to WXNT. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
John, great. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a frequent user of Colombian prostitutes.
Really?
I travel quite frequently down there.
And how would be a good story?
So it is legal then, prostitution in Colombia.
It's very, very much legal, yes, sir.
Is it legal or just ignored?
It's legal.
Okay.
So now, does that mean they have just open brothels on the streets, or what's the scene?
Well, most of the girls that I associate with are what I call freelancers. They're basically single mothers that work for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're coming to your hotel room. Is that in call or out call?
Well, I'd meet them at bars and clubs, and then I'd take them back to my apartment or my hotel. Now, I'm in agreement with you about what a guy does on his own business is his business if he's off the clock or whatever. But
I should think you are.
but Secret Service men, what you're not aware of is in Colombia they have this drug called Devil's Breath. I forget the full name, it's scopolamine or something like that. It looks like cocaine, but if they can put it on their lips and kiss you and you can be under the influence of it, or they can blow it on you like a dust or something, and it makes you totally open to suggestion. And I've got friends that have been under the influence of this that have actually helped criminals clean their whole apartment out.
Wow, fascinating.
That is fascinating.
And look, if you Google it or something, there was an expose on CNN or somewhere where a couple of guys went down there and actually got with a drug dealer and actually purchased some of this material. And it's from a plant similar like cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of the plant. But anyway, it makes you totally open to suggestion. You actually do whatever they tell you. My friends.
Well, they'll be putting that stuff in the water pretty soon.
Devil's Breath, also known as Burundanga, this from Urban Dictionary, arguably the world's most sinister drug. Under its influence, you remain lucid and articulate, yet absolutely compliant to any suggestion. When your trip is over, you have no recollection of what has transpired. The Devil's Breath is a mixture of scopolamine, a chemical that was experimented with for its interrogative properties by both the CIA and Joseph Mengele. For at least the past two decades, Burundanga has been a major component of Colombia's criminal element. Fascinating. I'd never heard of that before. Thank you. You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live, John. And so I guess what you're saying is that they should be extra careful down there because this drug is no stranger to the people that want to get information from somebody.
Well, I can tell you, it's a small world now. That stuff's going everywhere.
Yep. Thanks, John, for the call. 855-450-FREE.
You can believe the intelligence agencies have got that stuff and they're using it then.
Yep. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Your thoughts on the Secret Service or whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the site and you like the fact that we give it away, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier and help us get Free Talk Live on more great radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You can do that by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. Your $3 a month gets combined together with other people's contributions, and then we use that money to advertise the show, get on more stations, etc. And you get perks too, like access to the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only podcast and forum. You'll get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. The Secret Service agents, a number of them have been busted. Or apparently one of them really wasn't too concerned about it because he was posting pictures on Facebook of him carousing with prostitutes. But a number of them busted for carousing with prostitutes down in Colombia, where it's completely legal to do so. And the idea here is that it's apparently bad for the country's image abroad. So don't worry about the fact that the U.S. government is murdering people abroad in its various different wars. That's fine, apparently, for the country's image. But a handful of Secret Service agents acting on their instincts to procreate are going and having sex with prostitutes, and apparently that's a huge scandal and the end of the world. And we really yet to hear from somebody who has this moral outrage, because this news article here from the Telegraph says that people were outraged. They were shocked in this country. And I don't think any of the callers yet have expressed shock. I mean, there's maybe a concern for the secret information that some of these men might have had a hold of, perhaps the prostitutes could have had access to, maybe. You know, that's like the most long-distance concern that that we've heard, and there's nothing really that's immediately outraged. Nobody's called with the feigned outrage or any level of outrage on this. And maybe are those people out there tonight? Are you out there? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if it's bad for the Secret Service to be having sex with prostitutes, is it also bad for them to be having sex, period? Should they no longer be allowed to go to a bar while on duty in Colombia?
You know, when you buy sex from a prostitute, your chances of actually having sex are significantly higher than going to a bar. So
that's
maybe
true.
Maybe people like the idea of drunk Secret Service men striking out.
Let's go to Mike, listening in Albuquerque to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hello, Mike.
Hi, guys. Hey, I'm on my way home. I've been out for 31 days, so I'm a little irritated right now. But I hope that you guys don't think that I'm mad at you, but you guys are making this an issue. You're right. It doesn't matter. And who cares? Nobody cares. I've been listening to this 11 hours a day for the last 4 days.
Right.
Nobody cares. This is the deal. The day before this came out, Obama signed Executive Order 13087 or 13078. I can't remember which. And it gives a little bit more teeth to the NDAA. Nobody, that's the reason why these things come out. It's purely a diversion.
You're saying it's a distraction. Well, you know, we haven't been talking about this at all, really, on our program.
Yeah, people aren't really even paying that much to that NDAA story at all anyway. It seems like it doesn't matter to
Americans. Well, that's
Americans.
What he's saying.
Yeah,
he's saying that the stuff that's important isn't important to people.
I don't know that they're creating a cover story. I don't think people care.
That's a good point.
They'll find some kidnapped little girl.
And it is the saddest thing. What you just said is so true that people don't care about NDAA. It's one of the scariest things that's happened in my lifetime is that bill.
Oh, yeah.
That's the National Defense Authorization Act, which tyranny was that now? I kind of lose track of
it. Americans can be thrown in cages without
that
habeas.
One.
The death of habeas corpus.
Yeah, that one. Right.
And be sent to a foreign country for detention, which is,
sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, remember, these are all things that have been happening. I mean, Americans have already been sent to foreign countries for detentions and secret camps. We know that people have been kidnapped. We know they've been held. Look at Jose Padilla, for instance, or Bradley Manning. So, you know, these things have been going on. It's just that now they're making it legal after the fact. But you're right. I mean, there are constantly really important news items out there that barely get a little bit of coverage nationwide. And then on the other hand, there's all these distraction stories that, and as Mark pointed out, maybe it's not some nefarious plot. Maybe it's just that the news agencies know what people are interested in.
Maybe the American people really are that vapid.
There's that possibility. But that's why I'm asking the question tonight. Like, where are these people that are supposedly so outraged about this? I want to hear from them.
They're not there, just like the terrorists ain't there. It's all a fraud. It's a scam. Let me tell you something else that I saw that was pretty funny. The other day, I watched YouTube when I'm at the truck stop at night. I came across this kid who is a really civic-minded, liberty-minded kid up in Washington State. And he took his video camera to the mall, and he started asking teenagers questions like, can you name one of the founding fathers? Can you name any of the rights you have guaranteed by the Bill of Rights? Can you name how many states are in the Union? Things like this. And these kids couldn't answer it. And that just shows how disinformed people are and how people...
What was his channel? Is this a YouTube video?
Yeah, it's a YouTube video. And you know what? I can't remember what name it. I'm sure if you just...
I'd seen one that sounded almost exactly like that, except he was doing it at a high school where he was asking high schoolers on their lunch breaks these
I like nothing more than watching these the man on the street things where they ask people questions that you consider to be so easy that show you what an entirely different world other people are living in. And I'm not saying these people are stupid or anything like that. I'm just saying this is how little people truly care about the politics and the things that,
sure.
The way that people's rights are slipping away. These are important aspects of life to me. They mean nothing to most Americans.
These things are, you're right. These things are, I mean, they're fundamental. I couldn't imagine not knowing what the Bill of Rights is. I mean, to me, it's like I have a desire. I was stupid about things up until about 8 years ago. I started to have an awakening about things in the world. And I got the first thing I did was get a copy of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And I've studied that daily. As a matter of fact, it's on my dashboard right now. I read it all the time, just continually reading it, trying to memorize them. These certain things that people just don't care about, it makes me almost nauseous when I see it.
Well, that's unusual. Like most people, I mean, certainly most people don't care about the Constitution, right? So, like, you spending all that time to memorize it isn't going to do you any good. It's not like citing it in court's going to help you or anything like that. They don't give a damn about what that thing says.
Yeah, I was talking to an attorney one time who was defending the New London situation where they took those houses from people up there. It was, I guess, 2006 or,
yep.
or something like that. And I was talking to him about the Constitution, saying that for eminent domain needed to be for the public use, not the public good. And he said, oh, no, it's the public good. I mean, you know, this is an attorney, and you would expect him to know at least some of this stuff, and he just had it wrong.
Yeah, I think that I saw something. Was it a guy wearing a Don't Tread on Me shirt, and he schooled the state representative about the Article 1 of the Constitution?
Sure. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it at all. I mean, a lot of Americans are very informed on this, but they, you know, for whatever reason, don't have what it takes to get into office. The folks that do have what it takes, sadly, I think that it's that, you know, they seem to lack some gene that causes them to do the right thing.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you and your thoughts. Yeah.
Can I ask you one more thing real quick? The ponder?
Sure. Yep.
Now, you know how we've got all this Homeland Security, and we've got all these guys in the paramilitary outfits and whatnot who are ready to inflict tyranny on us and shake us down at checkpoints. What do you think it is that makes these people that wear the uniform want to do this, knowing that it's their kids that are going to grow up in a world where the daughter walks to the grocery store and gets a gun put in her face and they ask for the papers? Why do you think that they would want their kids to live in that kind of world?
Well, America has gotten past, has reached the peak of liberty some time ago, and now they're looking for that, instead of essential liberty, they're looking for that safety, that they have been scared to the point that the only thing that's going to provide us with safety is a lack of liberty, and I think it
doesn't work that way.
I think it's sad, but I don't know what could stop it.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And some of them, maybe they got into it for different reasons, but then they were given an assignment that perhaps they might not have agreed with, but they knew that if they disagreed with it publicly, that they would be punished, they would be put on the overnight shift, or perhaps even lose their job. So therefore, maybe they're just doing it for the paycheck.
It may very well be true, but I mean, the vast majority of people who are listening to my voice believe that they believe in the ideas of liberty. Until you ask them about some portion that of government oversight that they believe in,
or to stop some behavior that they don't agree with,
right.
If the government do that or something.
You know, I mean, there's this
like prostitution,
a national outcry about this police chief who apparently caught a bullet in here in Greenland, New Hampshire. People are all upset about it, that kind of thing. This guy'd be alive today if he stayed out of people's homes and respected the Fourth Amendment.
No doubt, 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It allows you to take control of the airwaves. You're on the line here. Stick with us. We'll get to you and your thoughts and plenty of time for you and yours as well. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Well, it's not just the sexual repression doesn't just stop with the Secret Service. It also extends to the schools and hand-holding. We'll explain coming up.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not.